sounds brave to say, bring it on. 5 games in 15 days, running around the heat in Houston, it looks really difficult, especially given the fact you've been short guys. Are you really prepared from the squad perspective for what you're embarking on here?
I think it's going to be tough, without a doubt. I think we're, guys are playing different positions. The one thing that makes me feel good is that they're understanding their roles and responsibilities in each position. I think going to Houston and getting a result in a difficult environment and having opportunities to potentially win the game was a good sign for us. I think it's these parts of the season are always challenging, and we always talk about as humans we expect life to go the way we plan. But really, we should be grateful for those moments because it rarely happens the way we think. And it's really about mindset, mentality, and guys digging deep. And I think that's what we're going to have to do when we go to Portland and then come back and play LAFC. Nothing changes. And I think if we can build that mentality when we do have a full roster, I think we'll be in a position to make run.
When you try to figure out who's going to play, and all fans love to play this game, do you look at the three MLS games and then work back to the Open Cup and see what makes sense, or do you always go with the next game up?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think you always put yourself in a position to win every game. And I think in Scott Caldwell's case, that was a pre-planned sub for him to go half so that we can bring Emeka in. Emeka was not only cover for pivots, but he was also outside back cover. And so we felt like if we can bring him in at half, if we lost an outside back, he could now go in that position and we can bring Moses in. So I think it's a little bit of everything. It's more art than it is science. There's no science behind it. You can try to do all that, but it's really having tentative plans on all levels and then just process of elimination. This guy gets hurt, this guy's injured, this guy's suspended. All right, what's the next play? It's impossible to have all three of those, but so to answer your question, I think it's really the best way to look at it is the first two games and then setting yourself up for whatever you have for the final game.
You look like you might be getting some guys back. I mean, basically half your lineup you had to change because of just who was available in Houston, but it looks like a couple of guys are getting pretty close.
Obviously Pablo's back. Bodhi looks sharp. Ando, I think, still needs some time. And Marcelo Silva is jumped out of practice today, so that's looking a bit ominous. But yeah, I think it's everything is so fluid. And so when you think, okay, this is where we're going to go, Marcelo's going to be playing midweek, and he drops himself out, I mean, that's a big question mark. And unfortunately, at this point, without having too many center backs available with Holt out and Marcelo out, you don't want to put Glad's feet to the fire in this game. And then, Vera's coming off of a 90-minute performance in the heat. So we got to maybe think about changing formations as well. But that's all part of the gig. So we'll see what we have come tomorrow. Hopefully the sun is shining. And we'll make the best decision for the group for Wednesday.
I know you take them one game at a time, but for the Thursday show, Saturday will be the next game. So hold this until then. You've faced some of the best duos in the league, attacking duos, holding San Jose to one goal, shutting out Seattle. Now here comes LAFC, a team, one of the few teams that seems to make themselves very comfortable here and get results. Do you feel like the club's in a different position for that game than it has been in the past?
Well, I think I don't know if I can speak to the past as far as seasons before, but I think given what we experienced at the beginning of the season and letting in a lot of goals and our performances as of late, giving up few, I think it puts us in a good spot. Obviously, I always say, attackers have to make plays. You can't tactic your way into the goal. You got to make plays when you get to the final third. And they obviously have players that have been in form, Bouanga being the one that stands out this year, and is able to make a goal out of nothing, and that's the life of a striker. When it rains, it pours, but I think defensively, we've been, hard to beat. And prior to the Seattle game, we were a team at home that scores a lot of goals. So, this league's crazy. But again, I think it all comes down to the mindset that we have going into that game.
Talking more about that kind of shift, the improvement from landing a lot of goals to not landing many goals, talking to some of the guys, it sounds like there was kind of a shift in mentality to really bring the intensity and play for the full 90 minutes. Are there any guys in your mind, from your perspective, who have kind of led the charge on the field and kind of keeping guys going for that full 90?
No, I've said this in the past, and the way the front two defend to make the play predictable makes it easier for the pivots to get their cues, makes it easier for the back line to step up. And so for me, defense is a collective. It's team. It's the one thing that you can affect with a team. Offense, there's you have to make you have a setup, but you have to make plays and you have to feel comfortable in certain moments. And oftentimes you can't give the players that. But structure defensively and mindset defensively, those are all things that we own. It's like putting in golf. You know, you can go out and practice as much as you want. You know, sometimes your iron game and your fairway game isn't necessarily the best, but you know, when you get on the green, what you can control. And I think that's for us the most important part. And most of our goals have come from good defending shape, breaking in transition, finding Sava, you know, finding Rubio, finding Andres. So that's really the platform that I use to speak from, is that good defending always leads to good attacking.
I have one more and I just blanked on it. Good grief. I know they weren't wins, but does it feel different?
Yeah, no, it's always good, especially as a defender. Keeping the shutouts always a high priority. Definitely a little disappointed not to get the wins, but again, step in the right direction. So,
you had a chance to get that third goal at the near post and tie Sava. I know that ate it.
I know it did. It's crazy because I always get like one. Well, not always, but when I get that one opportunity and you see it go by and you're like, oh my goodness. Nah, I gotta wait again until the next one. So disappointed not to get that one, but it'll come.
You have been good as a group, well, individually also, but as a group on the set pieces. It's been a little bit of a dry spell here. Did you think as quickly as the corners were coming in the first 60 minutes of that game you were going to get one?
Yeah, I definitely did. And again, I thought the goal was going to come throughout that game. I thought we were going to get an opportunity to bury one, and we just unfortunately couldn't do it on the day. But like I said, I think we're moving in the right direction, and those chances will get turned into goals soon.
So what is the difference between some of the nightmares the group had defensively early in the season and then what we've seen here in the last two games?
Yeah, I think honestly just a lot of it comes down to getting back to that mentality that we had at the end of last year. You know, it's kind of been, we've been talking about it with Pablo for a couple of years now, just that grinding and making sure everyone's locked in for the full 90. I thought there were a couple plays there where guys came up big and they might have had an opportunity, but, you know, Brian would stick a toe in or something like that. And we kind of nullified a lot of that. So I think it's just the mentality that we had and the group effort was there.
What's the difference between playing with Marcelo and then Brian? How does it change the game for you?
Yeah, it's similar, but obviously they both have different things they do. But for me, it's pretty similar. Obviously, Brian has the left foot. He can hit that left-footed diagonal a little easier, a little more comfortable. But again, they're a little different, but they both bring, you know, both quality, so it's good.
They both look like if you have your back turned, you can hear them run. They run with a certain level of anger, and you always feel like you're 3 seconds away from watching one of them blow somebody up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're waiting for a tackle that's going to absolutely destroy someone. That's true.
You've played the most minutes on the team by a pretty wide margin so far this season, and you've got weeks like this where you got 3 games in 8 days. Is it starting to add up a little bit for you? You getting tired at all?
No, I mean, obviously it's always a little tough on the body, but you know, it's all good. I like to think I'm still young, still ready to go week in, week out. So no, nothing changes on my end.
And how you guys kind of approaching, I guess, another full week like this with 3 games, a lot of minutes to kind of throw around, but are you planning on kind of still playing a big role in these next couple games?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm here for whatever the team needs. You know, I think everyone's got that same mentality. We're all ready to go. And I'm sure there's going to be some rotation and, you know, players getting opportunities. But we're on the same page. We're all ready to go. We're all ready to play 90, 120 every game or just be used where we need to be used. So it's good.
But it's 270 minutes in 8 days. And
yeah.
It's 5-15. And if you win in Portland,
another,
it's 7-22. How big an Ironman are you?
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Going back to that mentality shift a little bit that you're talking about with the defense, I know last week you talked about how big getting that clean sheet was for you guys. Zach said the same thing after Houston. Like, you guys were focused on shutouts and clean sheets and kind of getting back to that mentality. What sort of goes into that shift? Is it just, like, extra work after practice? Do you sit down with the other defenders in the locker room and with Zach? Do you, like, is there, like, extra defensive kind of, like, coaching meetings or whatever? Or?
I think it's more of when you're going into the game, you might, instead of having another player up high and maybe cheating and waiting for the ball, you instead say, let's get back, let's make sure 100% that there's no possibility of getting scored on here, and then we'll go from there, as opposed to, okay, you can stay up high a little bit and we'll hopefully not get scored on, and then, you know, maybe create a better chance because you're higher. But that's the trade-off, and we've kind of just been more focused on getting everybody back, making sure we're hard to break down, and going from there.
Does that physical approach that you're talking about from Marcelo, from Brian, from you even on occasion, does that go into that shift as well?
Yeah, I think so. It definitely gives the group a boost when someone gets in a big tackle. It kind of, because, you know, goals are fun and it gets the group going, but a big tackle sort of does the same. You know, it gets everyone excited, gets everyone locked in. So for sure.
As somebody who played a decent amount of right back earlier in your career, and not as much anymore, but how tough is it for somebody like Brian to come in and to multitask? I'm really impressed with the way he's been able to multitask center back to left back, kind of going back and forth so much. Yeah. How tough of a move is that?
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely a different tactical position. And again, you got to be locked in either way, but it definitely asks.
I'm like, I got to ask you, after Saturday, you played like your fourth position with this team so far, and then probably two or three more if you count your college career. Mm-hmm. Where do you feel most comfortable right now at this stage in your career?
I think I'm most comfortable probably in the middle, maybe as like an 8 or a 10, but, you know, I think in the professional game, a lot of players move around. You have players that start as wingers that go back to fullbacks, players that play as pivots that go back to fullbacks, so I think just trying to learn as much as I can in every position and apply it is the most important thing right now.
So you're kind of still in that stage of your career where you're like, wherever you want me to play, coach, I'll go in?
Mm-hmm. I mean, anywhere I can help the team, anywhere I can get minutes is what I'm going to do, right? And I think if you just apply, like, the normal principles of, like, working hard, you know, checking your shoulder, playing quickly, knowing what you're going to do with the ball before you get it, then I think you can perform well at almost any position, so, yeah.
Well, traditionally, a chance for young guys to come in and help the team is sort of what Open Cup has been about for a lot of MLS teams. What are you guys expecting on Wednesday, another road game, kind of that off competition as well? But it seems like you guys are also taking it fairly seriously based off of what you went down to Vegas as well.
Yeah. I think Pablo made it very clear that we're trying to win the Open Cup. So, I mean, we have a bunch of guys here, obviously, and every player can perform very, very well. And so, no matter what lineup we put out, it's going to be very strong, and we're going to go to win the competition.
You're still pretty early, I guess, in your pro career. What's it been like, I guess, just learning from these guys who have been around MLS a little bit longer, learning from Pablo as a coach as well in these first couple months in the MLS for you?
Yeah, it's been great. I think the biggest transition for me is probably just the mental aspect of soccer, because you have to come into training every single day ready to perform for that hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever, how long it is, and the lift afterwards. I think sometimes maybe in college, like, you can kind of not take days off, but, like, since your talent level is pretty high there, you can almost sometimes go through the motions, players, like, start doing that. But here you can't do that whatsoever. You have to come in focused, sharp every single day. And I think just seeing, like, the top professionals there, like Dami, comes in every day, early, rehab, prehab, warms up properly. Everything he does is just, like, a top professional. And you can just know that he's taking everything so seriously. And it's just so focused on the task at hand. I think continually to try and learn into how to do that, because it takes a while. You don't just do it one day and have it like that. It takes a long time to build that up, so just working on that, it's been a good transition. And then obviously learning from Paulo, the coach, obviously he was a player as well, played pivot, so I think just learning just more tactics about the game, how to move, how to play, it's been great.
And does that kind of make it easier, I guess, when he does ask you to make those changes, knowing that it's coming from somebody who's kind of been there and had to make some of those changes himself on the field?
I think Paulo, as a coach, having been a player for so long and being such a good player, I think everything he says, you know, you just know that he experienced the same thing, probably experienced more. And so I think learning from him has just been great in that sense.
And then you guys also have kind of a unique position with, you know, you're a rookie, but there's several rookies in this team between you, Bertan, Elijah. What's it been like, I guess, to kind of come in with a group, a class of rookies, I guess, kind of like that, and all get some playing time together?
Yeah, it's been great. I think Elijah, Bertan, Delance, all of them newcomers, also coming from college, I think their work ethic is fantastic. And so I think we all want to achieve the same thing, to, you know, play professional soccer as long as we can, help the team win. And having people around you with the same goals and the same drive as you only pushes you further. So I'm glad to have them along with me.
Cool. Cornell to Major League Soccer. Mm. You don't hear people say that very often. The Ivy League doesn't crank out a lot of pros. What's enabled you to make the jump from the Ivy League to MLS and get minutes?
I think I got to pay some fortune to my coach at Cornell, John Smith. I think when I went in there as a freshman, I definitely wouldn't have been able to make it here without him, because I think the things he taught me about the game, I think mentally as well, is just how to be an animal, you know, how to train well, how to take care of your body. A lot of college players don't do that. And so having him to kind of guide me along helped me make the transition much, much easier. And I think the environment at Cornell as well, we try and train how we want to play, you know, very, very intense, which is obviously what it is here. And I think just having that for 4 years, kind of developing in that environment, helped me transition much easier here.
That makes me think I might see another Cornell player in MLS at some point.
No, I really do think maybe in the next year or two. I think we have a lot of good players that are also coming back for a fifth year. And I think if they continue to perform how they performed and train how they train with the right environment, I think that could be very possible.
When you're playing in MLS, do you have a position that you feel more comfortable at?
I wouldn't say I have a more comfortable position. I think maybe slightly in midfield, but I think if it's midfield, out wide, or fullback, any of those, I think I'm pretty comfortable almost anywhere. I think, as I said before, just mentioning knowing what you're going to do with the ball before you get it, your first touch, tactical awareness, making sure you check your shoulder. I think it applies to every single position. If you can do all of those basics right, then you can feel pretty comfortable in multiple positions.
Can we see you on the left side? Pablo's talked about that. We haven't seen it in the middle or on the right most of the time.
Yeah, in preseason a little bit as well, when we had both fullbacks playing right back, I also went outside and played left back in a 40-60-minute scrimmage, and I've done it before. In college as well, my first 2 years in college, actually, I played left mid, so I'm pretty adept at playing on the left side, but I just haven't done it yet.
So given the credit you give to your college coach, how realistic did you think a pro career was when you were growing up? At what point did that become the dream for you?
Mm-hmm. I think I would probably say right when I joined the pre-academy at the Crew, because like once you join like the academy system, you know, you're kind of around some of the professional players. You're really like, you feel like you're a part of that team almost. And then going and watching games growing up, like when I was 12, 13 was when I really figured out like, oh, what they do is like really cool. It's just, I love it. I would love to be a professional player one day. And then my passion just grew as I went to the academy, went to college, and then obviously ended up here.
We just got the wrap.